Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com with Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios. I'm Ian Went live at Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. Open at 11 o'clock. A lot of great specials. The lunch special, I think it's the best around. $6.99. An entree, a side, and a drink. Details inside. You can eat that in the building or just take it to go. Drink specials throughout, weekday specials as well. Today is the boneless chicken wings, bone-in chicken tomorrow, sirloin steak on Wednesday, Thursday chicken chunks. And don't forget their happy hour every day, 3 till 6, and then 9 until close. All right, our game plan for today, we're going to talk wrestling, then we're going to talk softball. They're going to talk ACHA playoffs preview for Nationals. We'll have Tyler Fife on for that. And later on in the show, we'll talk softball with Kaylee Fox, the head coach of the Lady Bulldogs. But right now, we're going to talk some men's wrestling. A couple of regional champions sitting across the table. We have Aiden Smith and Blake Williams. We're gonna go alphabetical. So Aiden in the 157-pound weight class, the 2025 MIAA Most Valuable Wrestler, 28-1 this season, the regional champion. You're the third regional winner in program history. Let's see, you're first at the Messiah Petrov's Invitational, first at the Adrian Invite, 4-0 in the conference, a junior from Brighton, Michigan. You are a transfer in from Northern Illinois University. And now on the tee, it's Aiden Smith. So appreciate you being on. Congratulations on all those accolades so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, for you, I'm sure a few more to go, right?
Yep. One more tournament left. One more weight cut. Feeling good. Feeling real excited for this final tournament. So it's what this whole season's led up to. So
absolutely, it's all about building up to where you want to be. It takes a lot, obviously, to get to where you are with that record and the MVP for the MIAA. But before that, you had to find your way to Adrian College first. You're here in way of transfer from Northern Illinois University.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, a Division I program. We don't need the entire backstory as to why you transfer, because who knows? Or maybe it was a pretty simple one for you, but what brought you back to Michigan, being a Brighton native? What brought you back to Adrian College?
I decided to hit the portal around like April of last year, and I think it was the distance, being away from my family for two straight years, and missing my brother also wrestles, so missing all his stuff, and I missed competing. I didn't really get to compete that much, so I missed that, and that really is what brought me to the transfer portal. And Coach Schindel was the first coach to reach out to me, called me right as soon as the portal opened, as soon as I hit it. And he seemed very very happy to start talking to me, and he seemed like he really wanted me. So like that's really what kind of caught my eye about Adrian, and then came out on a visit and really liked it out here. So that's what kind of brought me out here.
So Aiden, is it literally like what you've described? It sounded like a website where you put your name on and your profile, and coaches can find you that way.
Yeah.
It's not like a verbal, "Oh, I'm in the portal." There's actually a place where coaches can go.
Coaches can log in and see what athletes kind of hit the portal and stuff. So.
Okay, interesting. And you know, transferring into this program, won a couple MIAA championships in a row. You know, coming in, you know, you'd have to compete, mm-hmm. right? Even though you came from D1, and it's a program that's been built to win championships. So what was it like competing at this weight class at this level?
You know, I came in knowing that I was coming into a team full of studs, so I kind of came in a little on my toes a bit, trying to earn that, like, I'm here too kind of mm-hmm. mentality. So came in, started scrapping with Blake, Spencer Voss, Zach Platty, who are all returning dudes. So I came in and wanted to start scrapping with them. So I knew that coming in here, I would have to kind of earn my spot. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I did, and I'm very honored to be at Adrian. I've met some great people out here, made some great friends, great relationships, and having a great year so far, so I'm really happy about that.
Right, and Aiden, I'm sure when you, you know, when you got in that portal, there were other colleges, universities looking at you, and you know, maybe you said no to some D1s or D2s and other D3s, and you ultimately decided to stick, you know, closer-ish to home and really compete. So kind of says a lot. And obviously, looking at this record, it's made a lot of sense. The MVP of the MIAA, it's a good wrestling league. You know, and Adrian's kind of come on the last number of years. And what's it been like competing at this level of wrestler?
No, yeah, I mean, the competition's pretty strict in the MIAA. There's some great teams, Alma, Trine, Albion, Olivet. Unfortunately, we lost the team title this year because Olivet and Albion bested us, but there's great competition, and it just shows that. I mean, we won the last two previous years, and we fell short this year, but I know my teammates that are coming back this year want to get that title back, so we're going to be training all summer, all preseason, just to get that trophy again, so...
All right, Aiden, we'll give you a little bit of a break. We'll switch it over to Blake on the 184-pound weight class. I'm going to run through all this stuff, Blake, so give me a second. 28
all the accolades.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now on the tee, regional champion this year, 2-1 in conference duels. Third place in the Messiah Petrov's Invitational. I hope I'm saying that right, or at least I'm close. Third place at the Milliken Open. First place at the Adrian Invite, a senior from Belleville. And, you know, regional champion, first time in the program, two wrestlers have won a regional, you know, coming into this season. Blake, you're a guy that I believe have you been with this program your whole career?
Yep, all 4 years, yep.
And, you know, it's you've won a couple MIAA championships. You've got an impressive record this season. How would you – obviously the team stuff is done and you can't do anything about that, but overall, could you kind of assess your team season and maybe your performance too?
Yeah, I think the team did pretty good all year. I got – you know, they got a lucky pin on me on one of the duels, but I was undefeated in the MIAA for my past 3 years, and I think the team – you know, we had a good year this year. We all worked hard in the room, and we brought it to them the best we could. You know, we fell short in a couple weight classes, but it happens. It's part of the sport, you know.
I had a chance to head over to the Marillac, caught the tail end of the match against Olivet. Tough one to be at, but, yeah. Hey, those things happen. Blake, wrestling is unique in that, you know, you look at a sport like football, all right, you got to be big, strong, fast, all those types of things, and wrestling, you have to hit your weight. So you don't have to wrestle someone that's 250 pounds
right.
Or someone that's 140 doesn't have to wrestle you. You are going in. You've weighed in. You're pretty much identical to that weight class. So, wrestling's very different in that sense. And, you know, talking with Aiden a second ago about the competition within the room and in the MIAA, what's the 184-pound weight class like?
It's pretty competitive. I'm a little bit light in that weight class, I would say. Okay. I'm walking around at like 183, but I make up for it with speed and my muscle.
Okay.
So, I feel a lot healthier there compared to last year at 74, having to cut down, you know, 15 okay. pounds every week. So, yeah, I mean, I enjoy it at 84.
Okay. I'm getting more into wrestling. Lenawee County, our area, is big into wrestling.
Yeah.
Getting weight, hitting weight. You're talking about cutting 15 pounds in a week. That sounds dangerous to me, but you guys do it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
How do you – what are the parameters? Like, okay, we're going to wrestle, we'll just say, Albion this week, and you're projected to wrestle, right, at the 184-pound. What do you have to do during the week? Like, you're saying you're – do you wrestle at 184, or is that, like, up to 184? I guess if you could help me out with that.
So if you're even an ounce over 184, you can't wrestle.
Okay.
For me specifically, I don't have to cut too much weight. You know, just going in and training every day alone, we'll lose 5 to 7 pounds of practice if we work hard.
Okay.
So luckily I can eat whatever I want this season, drink whatever I got.
Aiden's cracked a couple smiles when you're talking about
Aiden,
that.
It's not the same story for Aiden, you know, but – But, yeah, so I feel a lot healthier at 84, and I've been doing good. So
you can't go over but you can get under still put your name in for the 184-pound.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So a typical week for you used to be having to cut some weight during the season?
Yeah, growing up, I got used to cutting weight, but, like, this year I didn't have to do that, so my focus is just on wrestling, really, which is a blessing to me, you know.
Was that because someone was in the 184 spot and coach needed you get to down to that weight, or that's what you've always done?
That's just what I wanted to do this year, you know, so I didn't have to worry about that aspect of wrestling this year, cutting the weight. I've cut weight previous years, and for some guys it's easy to cut weight, but you know.
You're looking at someone that struggles. I don't work as hard as you guys, but I like to cut about 15 pounds in a week.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Talking with Blake Williams, you just heard from him, and Aiden Smith with the men's wrestling at Adrian College. Aiden going into the regional or getting to a regional, is there something you need to qualify for, or everybody at Adrian College goes to D3 regionals? And then the top eight go to the nationals.
Yeah, so everyone, we take all 10 guys because there's 10 weight classes, and everyone wrestles their respected weight classes, but it's the top three that make it to the national tournament.
Oh,
so you got to
place
top three at regionals to be able to qualify for nationals.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And then how many regions there are? Roughly?
I think there's six regions. Yeah.
I think
20 go to nationals?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. Do you get a chance to – this might if Bill's listening, this is a great question. Do you guys line up your schedules to where you maybe could wrestle these guys during the season, planning on potentially seeing them at nationals?
There are some dudes that I've wrestled this year that also qualified for the national tournament, so there's a possibility that I might see them later in the year.
Okay.
For the regional tournament, like, all the MIAA teams are in our region, and so our region is a little bit more local, so we'll see some more local teams throughout the season, and then we'll end up seeing them at the regional tournament. But, yeah, definitely we'll see some guys that I've seen before at the national tournament, so...
So other guys in the league, MIAA, qualify for nationals.
Yep.
That says a lot. I mean, I don't know how many wrestling programs there are in the country, but it's got to be up there. That just shows to the strength of the MIAA.
Yep, for sure.
When I was talking to Blake about cutting weight, he said you don't have any troubles. So you're just a steady 157?
Oh, I have my troubles.
Okay.
I cut a good chunk of weight.
Okay. Is that typical in the wrestling community?
It's definitely typical. It happens a lot more than you might think. Like, Blake's lucky to where he could just focus on technique and wrestling and scrapping as much as you can. But, like, I have an added stressor with the weight. Like, maybe if we're just saying after weigh-ins, I'll get up to like 170-ish. So. And then I got to cut that down the previous week. So,
okay. So you, I guess, walk me through a tournament
right? So
you're talking weigh in.
So if
and
we're
then
looking
you go
at the
pizza
so,
after.
So if we're looking never pizza.
Okay.
if we're looking at the regional tournament, it's a 2-day weigh in. So I'm leading up to Friday, getting my weight down, weigh in Friday.
Okay.
So then I got to rehydrate, get food in to be able to wrestle to my best ability all day Friday. And then Friday the tournament comes to an end, day one. I got to get back down to weight and get back and weigh in day two the next following morning. So
okay.
I'm always watching my weight throughout the whole season, to be honest.
So they do check you every time.
Yep,
you don't like weigh in Friday.
And then
bulk up and wrestle, and then you're 160 the next.
After weigh-ins, you're usually staying within like 6-7 pounds of when you just weighed in at. So
okay,
at least.
A lot of the show is me just learning about these sports, and that's a huge part of wrestling. Like if you don't hit that weight, you can't compete.
Most of everybody cuts a good solid chunk of weight.
And then that leads me to, why don't you wrestle at a weight that's comfortable and you don't have to cut?
Because I'd feel like I'm 6 foot and I'm pretty big at 157. wrestling at 65. Okay. I'm a little bit smaller, but I can make the cut healthy, be a big 57-pounder, and I'm happy with that. So.
Okay. Wrestling is an individual sport, right? You on the mat with somebody else. Blake, when it comes to coaching, you know, I watched Bill Schindel a little bit during that match against Olivet. Sometimes he's sitting in the chair letting you guys do your thing, and other times he's up and intense. Is that pretty consistent with wrestling coaches?
Yeah, I mean, some things you can only say so much. You know, if you're in a certain position, there's not much you can do. But when we do it, get in like tough scrambles or in a position we're kind of stuck in, that's when he's more vocal about that. Okay. And with Aiden, I wasn't saying it's necessarily easy to cut weight. He just never complains about it.
Oh, you know? Okay.
He's been doing it for a long time. We all have. And that's kind of why I chose not to do it this year, you know.
Okay. All right. There's healthy, I'm going to call it like camaraderie or like team building with you guys, right? I mean, it's a tight-knit community you get on
the
team.
It's a brotherhood.
Yeah.
It's definitely a brotherhood.
And, you know, Blake, you've been with the program for a while, and welcoming in a transfer like Aiden to compete with you guys, it can be like either, well, here's this D1 guy, or like, oh, we'll see what this guy's got. You know what I mean?
And
it doesn't seem like it took long for you guys to gel as a group.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was excited for these guys to come in since they weren't at my weight class. So
there you go.
I knew I'd have a couple of good partners, you know, coming in, which, you know, I need somebody to push me in the room every day, and these guys do that. So it's a great thing to have.
Talking men's wrestling with Aiden Smith and Blake Williams at Adrian College. Both of you are competing in the national championship this weekend in Providence, Rhode Island. The seeding will be announced tomorrow. Looks like possibly a top eight for both of you guys. So big time congratulations. It's a big deal for the program and the school. And, you know, I appreciate you being on this program. And hopefully you can come back with what do they give you? Do they give you a belt, a medal?
It's like an All-American plaque. It's like a little like wooden trophy.
Okay. What do you need if you don't win? Is there like first, second? There you go. That's the one. So that's the national champion one.
Yeah.
Do you get like a medal for being top something, or you just wrestle for that?
If you place top eight, you get one of those.
Oh, okay.
Everybody else gets like a little medallion thing that says NCAA on it.
Okay, so going for All-American.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, appreciate you guys coming in. Yeah. Don't stick around here. You might need to cut some weight before that. But, again, thank you and good luck.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, thank you.
Once again, that was Aiden Smith and Blake Williams with the Adrian College men's wrestling team. Go to adrianbulldogs.com for all the wrestling information. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to talk hockey, ACHA style. Tyler Fife, he's a volunteer and ACHA men's D1 hockey coach and an assistant SID. He's going to preview the men's and women's D1 national tournament. We'll get to that next right here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
Craving something frickin' awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless frickin' chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself, no judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
Good evening and welcome back to the AC All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. Really good crowd tonight. Keeping everyone busy. Our waitress Tara doing a great job as she always does on a Monday night. 7 to 8 during the week. Ian Wendt right here with you. Stacy Mitchell with our wonderful cave staff. She's cave staff today. She's multi the rest of the week. Lots of food specials, drink specials, kids eat free. A lot of kiddos walking through the door with their mom or dad or cousin or whomever. Kids eat free, good deal. Personal pitchers, $6.99. Great price. I mentioned that lunch special in the first part of the show. $6.99 for an entree, a side, and a drink. In these times, that's a good. I don't know how they make money here at Frickers with that deal. I mean, it's a good one. All right, we're flipping up the order. We'll have Coach Kaylee Fox later with the Adrian College softball team, but we're going to talk some hockey right now. A busy hockey weekend, and we have some more hockey coming up. Just when you thought it was over, it just keeps on rolling. The ACHA men's D1 and women's D1 programs heading to nationals, and we have the. We'll go assistant SID first because you're talking about both, but he's also a volunteer ACHA men's D1 hockey coach, Tyler Fife. Back on the show, for the first time.
Second time. Once last year.
Second time on the show. You put a ton of work into these programs, making sure we got those recaps, we got stats, we got rosters updated, all those kinds of things with your SID job, but let's talk about the teams a little bit. We'll go with yours, the one you're on the bench for, the defending men's D1 national champion, Adrian College. You're ranked number 6 in the men's D1, 29-3-2 on the season overall, 10-0-0 in the Great Lakes 6 Hockey Conference. We aired the semifinals and the championship game, and I'm glad we did over on our sister station, 103.9, because you took took that championship to overtime against Calvin University and Justin Jammer in overtime to give yourself the win and the trophy. Didn't really do anything to the national rankings, though. You're still in there at six, and Calvin could be a team we see relatively early.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, in this new conference, the GL6, it was nice to, you know, obviously host the tournament for the first time in the new conference. Then obviously get the win as well was really special against a Calvin team that we're very familiar with. But yeah, like you said, we're heading down to St. Louis for Nationals. Our first game would be on Saturday, March 15th at the Centene Community Ice Center in Maryland Heights there, the practice facility for the St. Louis Blues. But yeah, so Calvin's going to play John Carroll in their first game on Thursday. And then we'll get the winner of that game. So
Okay. Obviously
Calvin the favorite in that one, but obviously you never know what happens. So we're going to prepare for, you know, both outcomes. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, we know that Calvin's a team we've played many times before, and we're going to prepare the right way. And no matter who we play, we're going to be ready.
Right, not a ton of scouting for a team like that. Maybe you'd spend more time on the other one, just in case. Like, you've already got a binder on Calvin, right?
Yeah.
And they have a binder on us, yep. So it's, you know, just go play the game.
Yeah, I mean, we've played them 23 times in the last however many years, so definitely very familiar. Obviously, we'll still do our pre-scouts and our film sessions and stuff like that, but at the same time, like, it's all fresh in our minds. We've played Calvin 3 times this semester alone, so... But, yeah, we'll still do our stuff on John Carroll, too, and we'll be ready for Saturday.
You can speak to this from a player and a coach now. You get, I don't know, it was a week and a half, 2 weeks off between that tournament championship and the Nationals. There are pros and cons to waiting for it and playing right away.
There is, yeah. And like you said, as a player, I experienced it, and I can definitely say that there is. But at the same time, you know, a lot of work goes into it. You know, we have 2 weeks of full-blown practice, no games. So we kind of treat our practices like they are games a little bit. You know, we kind of amp up the pace. We play more game-like situations, a little bit more competition in those practices. And then, you know, we're obviously doing the film off the ice. We're working out a few times a week. And, you know, we're doing everything that we can to prepare for the tournament and kind of simulate how it's going to be when we get there.
Talking with Tyler Fife about the men's D1 team, the one they volunteer coaches for. The two other coaches on the bench, Gary Estalos, Doug Raymond. I mean, you talk about quality ACHA coaches, quality hockey coaches, and good people. I, you know, like talking to them pregame and just bumping into them in the rink. What's it like being on that staff? I mean, it's got to be real cool.
There's not enough things I can say about those two guys. Obviously, I played for both of them, won a national championship as a player with both of them, and I've been very fortunate, you know, to join the staff these last 2 years. You know, they kind of granted me a really good opportunity after I graduated grad school at Adrian. But yeah, like you said, they're just great guys, great humans, great coaches, great hockey minds, and they treat everybody with respect, and I'm very fortunate to be their friends and their colleagues, and I'm just really, really thankful for my time with them.
Well said. Gary, the check's in the mail, if you're listening. Well said about those two. Let's get to the ice with this current team. Your leading scorer, Sebastian Smith. He's a local guy from Pinckney. 20-20, 40 points in the season, and 32 games played. When you get a team that's as good as us, you're going to get players that score a point a game, and Smith's a good one. Set up a scoring chance. Was that in the championship game?
It was the overtime goal.
It was the OT one. Yeah. It was Smith to Jammer.
Yep.
And, like, that's the play a captain makes, right? He's thinking of others before himself.
That's right, and he had two big helpers in that one. But like you said, you know, he's just a big player for us the last 4 years. He's really stepped up this year as a captain, and we're going to need him to be that player and even more at the tournament this coming week. So,
between the pipes, you have Noah Nakotnes and you have Peyton Traska. It's been Noah's net, I believe, really his whole career, but got hurt early season, late off season, and Peyton Traska came in. I mean, he only went 13-2-2,
mm-hmm.
gave up a whopping 1.67 goals against, a miserable 93.1 save percentage, and only 5 shutouts.
Yeah,
this dude did exactly what you wanted to do. I mean, he was playing lights out.
You said it. You know,
all sarcastically, but I did say it. You're right.
Yeah. You said it. Obviously, Noah, senior goaltender for us, like you said, has played a big role for the last 4 years. You know, he won us a national championship last season. But like you said, when a guy like that goes down, you know, you kind of turn to the next guy up. And Peyton has been that guy, or he was that guy in that first semester there when he played most of the games. And then obviously when Deco came back, he stepped back in. But, you know, it's a luxury, honestly, to have such a good tandem in the crease. But fortunately for us, we actually have three of those guys. And, you know, Dylan Knighton, too, as well. He's there to back those guys up, and I truly believe that we have the best goal crease in the country. But yeah, like I said, those three are so good, and no matter who's in the net, we're confident that we're going to play well.
Talking ACHA men's D1 hockey with Tyler Fife. Let's see, 15th consecutive season in nationals. You've made the Frozen Four 6 times, runner-up once, and won the national title 3 times. So you're no stranger to this, because this tournament's kind of wild once you get to nationals. It's like, okay, either it could be up to 5 games, and it could be as little as 3, but we're kind of stuck in the middle where if we want to win, we got to win 4. Is that correct?
Minimum four. For anybody.
Okay.
Maximum gotcha. 5, like you said.
Okay.
But yes, we're in the middle.
So there's no double bye?
No.
Okay.
So those lower seed teams will have to play that extra game. But anyone in the top 10 or the top 15 or whatever it is, I can't remember, those teams will just play the 4 games, whether it's Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I mean, if that
makes sense.
Yeah, like, that's to me, and I think I've talked to Sebastian about it, and maybe another one of your skaters or the coach even. To me, that seems crazy that you can have a season go as long as you have it, like starts Halloween time, and we're here in mid-March almost, and you're going to determine the national champion based on a 4 or 5 game marathon.
Yeah.
That just seems wild to me. I understand, like, it might be facilities
yep.
and ice time and all that, but that's totally bonkers to me that happens.
Yeah, it's just a little different in the ACHA. Obviously, it's non-traditional compared to other hockey leagues out there, but that's the beauty of it too. Like you said, you know, it's all in one weekend, but at the same time, like you play the whole season, you prepare the whole season for that one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's at the same time, like on any given night, any team can win, right? So you can come in as the 24th seed or the 12th seed or the 4th seed, and your chances are going to be just as good no matter who you are.
Yeah. Just have a really good weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty much it. And you know, the hockey gods speak well, and the team that wins, they're definitely on their side. So it's you never know. You never know when you go to those tournaments.
That's right. And fans, if you can't make it down to Missouri, you can watch it on Flow Hockey.
Yep.
Follow along on the ACHA and Adrian College Athletics social media accounts. I'm going to guess Carly's going.
Yep.
Social media person.
Yep.
So she'll be all over it.
She'll be on the Twitter and the Instagram for us. Yep.
That's right. Fantastic. All right. Let's switch gears to the ACHA women's D1 team. We're going to put on your sports information director hat for this one.
Yep.
This team is also defending a national championship from last year, ranked number 3 in women's D1 right now, 29-5-3. They were undefeated in conference as well, 14-0-0. Regular season champions and the playoff champions of the CCWHA. They had a tight 1-0 win over U of M Dearborn. You had a tight win over Calvin. That just shows, I mean, Dearborn's a good team as well, just shows what it takes to be a champion. You might have to play a 1-0 hockey game, a 2-1 game.
Yep, and I agree. Like, Bulldog hockey, it's pretty simple. Like, you just find ways to win, and obviously, you know, the men did it, and the women have definitely exemplified that as well. So, you know, they played well in their conference play. They won their 7th straight playoff tournament with a 1-goal win. That's all they needed, and you know, they proved to the country why they were able to win a championship last season as well.
All right, so their tournament takes place. I'm checking my notes. Is it the same facility?
Same facility, different dates.
Yes, okay.
So it's staggered.
Yep, okay. Interesting. Yep. So they'll play the 17th through the 21st.
Yep.
Hopefully playing on the 21st. This is a 12-team pool play format. So maybe soccer fans could relate to this,
yeah,
right? How the
it.
Pool play works.
Yep. So there's 12 teams versus 24 on the men's side. Only 12 on the women's side. Four pools of three teams. So each pool, those teams in that pool will play against each other. So each team will play two games. So let's use Adrian as an example. They'll play the first team in their pool, then they'll play the second team in their pool, and then the winner of that pool, whoever has the best record of those three teams, moves on to the Final Four, and that's the case for all four pools.
Okay.
So the four pool winners will advance to the semifinals on Thursday.
And that'd be a single elimination.
And then single elimination, the winners of those games move to the championship on Friday.
Okay. And I assume the scoring would factor in, like, if you go to overtime or it's shootout.
For the pool?
Yes, for pool play.
Yeah, I think it's just best record. And then if there's any tiebreakers, it would probably be goals for or head-to-head or something like you just mentioned. Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do some reading. They do have their – they're going to play – Arizona State University on the 17th.
Yep.
Then on the 18th, they'll play McKendree University. They played Arizona State. The Sun Devils came all the way to Adrian, and we had the game. I believe that was on the Cave.
It was, yep. I was on there with you.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Yep.
Played a solid game, and, you know, the travel may have been a factor with Arizona State. They were on the beginning of a five-day Michigan trip.
Yep.
But, you know, you got to play that same team again. They've seen us in person, and you know, they're trying to play spoiler in that first game, because, you know, Adrian's had some success in the postseason against them too.
Definitely. And I think the easiest way for the teams in this tournament format is to just win, right? There's only going to be one team in each pool that wins two games, if that even happens.
Mm-hmm.
So for Adrian, obviously, it's just taking care of business in games one and two. But yeah, they have Arizona fresh in their minds, and obviously beat them couple weeks ago, and then they also played them in game one of the tournament last year, beat them 5-0 in that one. So Adrian will be fresh, and hopefully, you know, they get the job done there too.
Looking at the top Bulldogs for the ACHA D1 women's team, Tess McCarroll leads the team in scoring, 40 points, 37 games played. That's third in the country in overall scoring. And then between the pipes, it's been Riley Jesse Girelli, really toward the second half of the season, right? She kind of got in the mix there. Also, Amanda Story putting up some numbers, too, for Jesse Girelli, 14-2-0, 1.7 goals against, 92.5 save percentage, and 3 shutouts. You should have put her height in there, too. She's either 6 foot or 6'1".
Yeah.
She really stands out on the ice.
Yeah, she stands tall. You know, obviously, Jesse Girelli and Story, both fifth-year transfers for the Bulldogs, so... it was a huge pickup for the team coming off that national championship win last season. But, you know, like you said, both of them have stepped up in a shared load, and confident that those two will be big for the Bulldogs at the tournament.
That's right. You need your best players to be their best, and oftentimes it's your goalie.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's
and lucky for the Bulldogs too. Like you said, they got McCarroll up front, and then they got Shaw on the back end. Two-time All-Americans.
Yeah.
You know, contributing on both ends of the ice, leading the way on the ice, off the ice, however it may be. But, you know, the Bulldogs have those two in the crease, and then those two on the ice up front. So they should be set. And they got a really deep team, too, so that's good for them.
All right. The women's ACHA D1 team will play on Monday, March 17th. That is next week, folks. Number 10, Arizona State University. Then they'll take on number 6, McKendree University. Should they move on, Wednesday would be an off day. And then they would be in the semis on Thursday, and potential championship on Friday, 1 week from this Friday.
Yep.
Again, Flow Hockey, or go to the ACHA Hockey site for Adrian College Athletics, adrianbulldogs.com, or you can just download their app. There we go. Coach Fox is here, so you're off the hook.
Yeah.
For now.
It's always fun talking hockey.
Yeah, safe travels down there.
Yep.
When you guys head out. And best of luck.
Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll be back on here soon once the tournament's over.
Absolutely. And once again, that was Tyler Fife, the volunteer ACHA men's D1 hockey coach and an assistant AD at Adrian College, previewing nationals for men's and women's D1 programs. We are going to take a break, and I need to do some sleuthing, some investigating, because the softball coach, Kaylee Fox, was supposed to be at 7:20, and I want to know why she thought the time was different. We'll investigate live on the Cave coming up next. It's the ACL Access Show. 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show on a Monday night at Frickers. I'm just moments away from ordering a 3-for-all. It's $12.99. You get your choice of a slider, choice of fries, and some boneless chicken. $12.99. For a limited time, it gives you bonus points, double points. If you're a rewards member, just sign up with your phone number. You might need an email, too. It's just like everything else in the world. You have to sign up to get rewarded. Don't just give people money.
And then you get bombarded in your email.
No, Frickers does not bombard me in my email. They haven't sent me a text, an email, or anything. I even have the app.
Nothing.
They don't harass you. You got a $10 email?
That's always a good email.
I guess I do get them. No. Well, I only find out when they scan my thing sometimes, and it's like, you got $10 off. I go, yeah. Sweet. Now it's only an $80 bill. That's awesome. So anyway, we are now going to talk softball, and I'm going to just get to the bottom of this conundrum as to why Coach Kaylee Fox is here at about 10 minutes to 7. You were here a little earlier.
Yeah.
Just an email misread.
Yep. That's
nothing,
on me.
Nothing crazy. It was
a long week of Florida. I read the times wrong.
You were stuck on too. Well, and maybe daylight savings got you.
Yeah, I'm gonna blame it on that. And we flew out of Chicago, so that may have mixed me up as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So you drove to Chicago to fly to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Direct flight with Southwest.
Oh.
And
didn't offer
two
that
checked
through
bags.
Detroit or Toledo or.
No, we had to fly out a day later for the one from Detroit, but we're gonna look in Toledo next year at Allegiant. I heard they also go direct to Orlando. Might be a quicker bus ride. But Southwest has never let us down, so it's hard for me. Like, once I'm on a brand, per se,
sure.
I'm really hard to get off that brand.
So you need to sign up for the Frickers points and stuff.
Well, I think I need to sign up for, like, whatever Southwest has. I'm a Delta member,
yeah,
but they don't go they don't have direct flights to Orlando.
Oh.
I know. And you have to pay for bags. I'm about the free bags. I'm a sucker
for
free.
Your team probably brought a lot of baggage.
Oh, my God. So many. So much. We brought back a snack bin. So we go down there with, like, no food, obviously. And then we go to, like, Sam's Club when we get there. And we get a snack bin. So the girls have snacks in between games. And the girls come up to me when we get back to the airport, because we may have overbought this year. And they go, Coach Fox, this is going to be over. And I'm like, what's going to be over? They're like, the snack bin is 64 pounds.
Whoa. Eyes were bigger than stomach.
100%. But it's me and my assistant that go shopping, so it was our eyes and our stomach. They don't really even have a say other than, like, some, like, tidbits. I was like, oh, God, well, we got to bring it back. That's 64 pounds of food.
Just passing them out to your players. We're not paying that fee.
Start eating.
Yeah, finally. All right. Well, already in her third season with the Lady Bulldogs and trying to feed them well. They just didn't take.
No, they did not. They were full from breakfast. So, I mean, I'll give it to them. They're a meal-by-meal kind of team.
They're not grazers.
No,
you
they want the whole. They want the whole meal, and then they won't eat again for like 10 hours.
Okay.
Where, like, me and my assistant over here, like, are you guys hungry yet? Like, I'm kind of hungry.
So you're with it's a social experiment. The snack bag at the
It's pretty much like, will they take it or won't they take it? You know.
All right, Kaylee Fox, late talking about the snack bag. Third year at the softball program. The head coach. Already.
My third year. I can't even believe it.
The show wasn't here 3 years ago.
No.
But I definitely interviewed you when you first got on.
Yeah, because I had my, like, four-month-old right behind me. And we were talking about that, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that.
Yeah.
She was only 4 months old last year.
Now she's, like, driving the gator around the
she's pretty much a teenager now.
Well, you've compiled a 63-29 overall record. 10-day trip to Florida, 10-game trip to Florida, I should say. 7-3. Pretty good. And some areas to improve, I'm sure.
Yes. We should have left. I will give the one of them. We should have left 9-1. Our team kind of had a little hiccups, but that's normally what you do early in the season. The one game, I don't think – I never complain about the umpires, but they were not on our side. And not even close.
Were you playing a school from Florida?
No, actually, from Illinois.
Huh.
They must have not liked that we flew out of Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, could have been it. 7-3, and if I've learned one thing about softball, you need at least – or you need a minimum two great pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
And catchers that are on the same page. And looking at, you know, what Macy Shang did this past week, winning pitcher of the week, you got a good one. Mm-hmm. Got a good one. And, you know, I don't have your roster right in front of me, but I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Abby Patton.
Yeah, is she back?
Yeah. We actually have – we are blessed with a six-pitcher pitching staff, and we can use all of them.
So you're not going to go, hey, Macy, you got to do this. You got to finish this out.
Yeah, she's not going to throw 300 innings.
Okay. So that wasn't the plan.
No.
Last year. Okay. Well, hey, that's a good problem to have.
Oh, yeah. Good problem.
Yeah.
We actually have our two, Macy and Abby, Macy Shang, Abby Patton. We have a junior, Abby Hoff. And then we have Kira Stacey as well. And then we have Carly Staley, freshman. And then we got a transfer freshman, Avery Clark.
Okay. Transfer freshman.
Mm-hmm. Transfer mid-semester. Did not. She was at Huntington.
Oh, okay.
Transferred in. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So she didn't play.
No.
But she was in school.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
I was like, transfer freshman.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Spring sport. That makes sense.
We can do that.
Yeah. That's right. You can have a transfer freshman.
Yeah.
Gotcha. 7-3, Maggie Levier earned the position player of the week for the MIAA. It's a nice batting average, .455, 15 hits, 6 doubles, 3 homers, and 13 RBIs. Coach, you got power behind the plate.
I know. She has been working ridiculously hard in this offseason. I'm just happy that it's, like, clicking for her. She is definitely probably one of the hardest workers on the team, so... And then next to her, I mean, we're blessed again. We have a four-man catcher crew. So I'm blessed that we don't have to, you know, just ride one catcher for every single game. So she splits it with our other catchers, Haley DeChalk, 6th year, and then Emma.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah, she came back. We found another season.
You got
season.
A 6th year?
A 6th year. I never thought I would say that.
Okay. Here I was thinking she was gone.
No, she's back.
Okay.
I know.
You're loaded.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, like, from the word go, our first interview back in the day, you were not ashamed of saying we're going to compete and strive to win MIAA mm-hmm. championships.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're missing an All-American this year, unless you got another year out of Carson.
We could have, actually. But she got into law school, so I was like, what can we do? And a full ride, too. So I was like...
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I couldn't tell her no, because if she reapplied next year and she didn't get that, I'd feel awful.
Yeah.
So
this might be the year.
It better be.
To get it done.
We have so much talent on this team. It's actually scary how much talent is currently walking on this team.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Prematurely. Well, like three seasons, this is pretty much your roster.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from a few, right? Mm-hmm. Seniors or fifth years or sixth year seniors. Are you as open and honest with your team as you are with me about the expectations for the program?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They know it. But I don't even have to be honest with them. They're honest with themselves. Like, we start in the fall, and we hit the ground running already talking about going to conference tournament, and that's where it all starts. You got to stay in the top four in conference, going to conference tournament. Us in baseball are the only two teams left in the MIAA that only take four, and so you got to stay in the top four. And then when you get there, it's, you know, it's not just your ticket's punched, you're ready to go. You got to win it.
Is it the normal suspects in the MIAA? See, we're projected to finish third. That's about where we've been the last couple years, third or fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the usual suspects, the Tryons of the world, and
Calvin, Hope.
Yeah.
So,
are they back, basically?
Yep.
They're reloading, too?
Yeah. They basically have their whole team. I think they lost, you know, like Tryon, I think, lost a couple. I think Calvin lost, you know, some really good hitters, a good pitcher. And I'm not sure, you know, watching their spring break trips, how well they reloaded. But it's always a battle with them because mm-hmm. good teams win. You know, that's what I always say. So just telling my team that we are that good team and we are going to win. I definitely think, personally, talent-wise, that we're better than all the teams in the conference. You know, you have a couple of those hiccups you always come across, but mm-hmm. definitely have the talent, and we're definitely better than the teams in conference.
With the format for softball, a lot of doubleheaders. You're lucky to have a pitching staff mm-hmm. and a catching staff mm-hmm. because nobody wants to crouch down for 3 hours, no. 4 hours, however no. long it takes. So is it also depth? I mean, you say you're the most talented team in the league. Are you now also the deepest, would you say? Or
I personally would say. I think that, okay. you know, anyone that is on the field or comes off our bench, you know, is equally as talented. I think the people that we have in the field compete so well with who we have on the bench as well that it makes my job extremely hard when I sit down and write a lineup. You should have, yeah. We jumped around lineups quite a bit in Florida just trying to find something that sticks. You know, we tried a lot of people in a lot of different places, but, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's the good thing about having depth is that we have the ability to do that because we have the talent to do that.
Right. You know, from last year, you had Carson Bagelman leading off, quick as lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of the same approach you're trying, like speed at first? I mean, she hit for contact, too. I don't know if she hit close to 500. I mean, she was incredible. Do we have that kind of lineup again this year with speed and then move her over and try to knock her in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have our sophomore, Taylor Gerhardt, that has been starting off for us, lead off. If her and Carson raced, I don't know. I think she would take the cake.
Whoa.
Yep.
Well, Carson's carrying a law book now.
Yeah, so I know. Might weigh her down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we have a freshman that stepped up huge, Carson Milanek, that has come in to be the two-hole hitter, kind of moved her around. Took her a couple games to get going, but now she's rolling, obviously. Then Maggie, and then Haley DeChalk, and Peyton Russell, and all my top hitters at the top. You know, we have, like I said, we have the talent. We have, you know, the maturity as well. So yeah. I'm super, only 10 games, but I'm super excited.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.